This is Dr. Mejia, the attending for the patient, Cherise Williams, C-H-E-R-I-C-E, Williams, medical records on 47849, date of birth 3/21/1993. Referring physician, Dr. Stephen Dukes, procedure performed EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, state of the procedure January 29, 2022, indications, changing bowel habits, bloating, constipation, status post-gastric sleeve. Post-op diagnosis, impression one, small hiatal hernia. Number two, polyp in the cardia of the stomach. Number three, anatomy consistent with post-gastric sleeve anatomy. Next number, internal hemorrhage. Next number, fair preparation in the colon, pure paragraph. Deformed surgeon, second portion of the duodenum, complications known immediately. Medication, aspirin, monitor anesthesia, care, pure paragraph. Operative procedure, aspirin, EGD, template, pure paragraph. Findings, oropharynx, apionoma, pure paragraph. Esophagus, apionoma, pure paragraph. There's a small hiatal hernia present, pure paragraph. Stomach, there's a small, there's a diminutive polyp in the cardia of the stomach, biopsy taken, pure paragraph. The status was gastric sleeve anatomy, biopsy taken from mantrum, body, right H. pylori, pure paragraph. Duodenum, D1, D2, appear normal. Biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, for celiac disease, pure paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and a rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Sigmoid descending colon, appear normal, pure paragraph. Menflexure, appear normal, pure paragraph. Transverse colon, hepatic flexure, appear normal, pure paragraph. Ascending colon, cecum, appear normal, period. Preparation was fair, pure paragraph. Recommendations one, follow pathology report. Number two, anterior fluid measures. Number three, avoid NSAIDs. Number four, monitor clinically. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 5 years, given the fair preparation during this exam. She's to follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks period. End of dictation. Mm-hmm.